to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
And welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your humble, happy host, broadcasting live from rather warm, though it's a slightly rainy day here in Austin, Texas. Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, and it is kind of nice to have a little bit of rain out there to take down the heat just a couple of notches. But as we always say, great day for a radio show. We are inside, ready to rumble, and I think it's going to be an interesting show.
We've got a cool topic today. It's one of these topics that Julie and I put together because it's kind of a summary of why a lot of agents are confused, don't necessarily accomplish the things they could otherwise accomplish. But really at the heart of every message that we broadcast to all 100,000 plus of you that listen to us regularly, the heart of it is we want to demystify what it takes to be successful continuously in this business. Because that really is a full-time job for us, because there's so much conflicting information, so much Mickey Mouse, so much BS. And so the topic today is going to be about focus, but we're going to do it in a way that I think you guys will find entertaining. Now, I'm going to give you an example of how important this topic is, and I'm going to give you an example from a real-life coaching call I had today. The client's name is Joe, and I'm not going to say anything more than that because Julie and I don't, you know, talk about our clients unless they give us permission to. But here was Joe's situation, a situation I'm sure most of you would find very, you know, you'd happily find yourselves in. Well, Joe consistently earns $500,000 a year. He's been earning $500,000 a year for quite a while. He's been a successful investor. He owns a lot of apartment buildings. He has a lot of, you know, he's done very well for himself. He's almost 40. And he's done, you know, he's a great coaching client. He's got his head mostly screwed on straight. Well, I've only had a handful of calls with him personally. He was with another one of our coaches. And so on these calls that I had with him so far, we've only had three, the conversation has been about basically focus. And I found that his biggest challenge, despite the fact that outwardly he is very successful, is he feels unbelievably overwhelmed. Well, today was our third call, and he actually told me that he was considering getting out of real estate. He was considering completely walking away from it. And he, you know, I assigned him a couple books to read, and I've told you guys about these books as well. The one that he specifically said was a huge impact on him, or had a huge impact, was Ego is the Enemy. So you guys got to get that book. Definitely get that book. It's on Audible as well, Ego is the Enemy. So he came to our coaching call today saying how that book had really had a massive impact on him realizing why he was lacking focus or why he was feeling overwhelmed, or more importantly, why it was that he was learning that basically he was taking something he had at one point had a lot of, you know, enthusiasm, you know, some might call it passion for, which is real estate, and now it's gotten to the point where it just feels burdensome. I bet you, a lot of you listening right now, can totally and completely relate. Well, so we started moving the stuff around in his attic. That's what, you know, that's what we call, you know, when you're kind of helping somebody cut through their own mental thinking, the things that are slowing them down. And what we found out was is he was being overwhelmed really by what to do, what actions to take. Remember, this is a guy that already knows what to do for the most part. He's already successful. He's already earning good money. He's already basically made himself, you know, a millionaire. And so the reality of it was is that he knew fundamentally what to do, but he didn't know what to do to go to the next level. He didn't know whether he wanted to go to the next level. And then we started talking about, well, what are all the things that, you know, kind of make a list for me of all the thoughts you're having? Write them all down. What is it, you know, business-wise, that you're thinking about? And he wrote them all down. And then, you know, we talked about these things, and it was a big jumbled mess. He was hearing conflicting messages. Should I build a team? Shouldn't I build a team? Should I do this? Should I do that? What about branding? What about marketing? What about Facebooking? What about all this stuff? And he wrote all this stuff down, and yeah, it was confusing. It was a big jumbled mess. And he thought that in order for himself to go to the next level, that he had to actually kind of put all these crazy pieces together and figure out how to, you know, make this messy puzzle into some big, beautiful picture, and that's the only way he was going to be successful. He actually believed that, and some of you guys do too. So one of the things that you guys will learn as coaching clients, or are learning as coaching clients, is your ego, and this is destructive, your ego wants you to have a big, complicated mess to solve. It wants things to be complicated. Your ego hates simplicity. Well, after he'd read that book, he came to the, you know, realization that that's what he was doing. His ego was taking it over. His ego was clouding, you know, the the real what he really loved about the business, and he was getting to the point where he was thinking about quitting. Crazy, right? Well, not really, because, again, that's how a lot of us feel from time to time. So he cut through it, and here's the basic resolution, and this is the conversation, part of the conversation we had today. And this is a good takeaway for all of you guys, too, and then Julie's going to get to really a fantastic outline that she's prepared for you guys. And this is what Joe's going to do. The best, the purest business model for real estate is as follows. And coaching clients, you can follow along, log into the website, pull down your magic number. It's what it's literally, I mean, isn't that what it's labeled, Julie, the magic number or your magic number?
It is.
Which one, the
I
or
think
your?
It's your magic
when they're
number.
Searching it.
I think it's your.
Okay. Yeah, your magic number. And so the your magic number formula, and coaching clients, again, you want to use this, is the formula that will help you figure out, it's pretty simple, how many houses you need to have listed at all times to meet your financial goals. All right, so here were Joe's numbers. And I'm kind of pulling from memory, so if Joe, you're listening and I'm not using the exact information, forgive me. But in Joe's market, he needed to have 15 listings at all times, given his average sale price, to basically hit his income goals. And well, by the way, we also peeled back the layers on why his income goals were what they were. And I asked him, well, what was the significance of $500,000 a year? He said he didn't know. So I asked him, Joe, how much money are you expected to bring into your family per year? And he told me it was like $150,000. So I said, well, look, I'm all for earning $500,000 a year, but it seems to me like, you know, he said he's working 60 to 70 hours per week. He's not seeing his kids. He's basically at that point where, again, he's feeling burned out. Right. Well, normal, right? So
yeah.
then you ask him, so why is it that you want to earn this $500,000? And he didn't have an answer. And a lot of the answers when he finally started to figure out was because he personally was, his ego was identifying with $500,000. In other words, if he wasn't earning $500,000, then somehow he was a failure. Do you guys feel that way too? That's something you guys really need to work on. Look, we're advocates of earning lots of money because it means you're helping a lot of people. But if you're paying too dearly of a price for it, it's not worth it. Look, I know you're going to, everywhere you turn, you're going to find, no one's going to agree with what we just said, but it's the truth, and you know it intuitively. If you're trying to shoot for some income goal, but and it doesn't have any real meaning, look, Joe has no debt. Joe has his kids' educations paid for. Joe, if he didn't put another dime into his retirement, he probably would be a rock star. So, yeah, he's in an advantageous position that I hope many of you are in sooner than later. But really, why is he still spending so much of his life earning this amount of money? Well, it came down to really an ego issue. So that's something that you guys maybe should read that book and start thinking about. So we went to his business plan. I said, Joe, here's your business plan. Here's the best business plan. It's followed by the most successful. And by successful, guys, I don't mean famous. Don't assume that someone's famous, they're also going to have a lot of money. That in this industry is very rarely true. So when I, we're referring to successful, I met people that have been successful financially. I said, so this is the business model that they follow. Their magic number is the number of listings they need at all times in order to accomplish their financial goals. So for Joe, if he had 15 listings at all times in his marketplace, he knew that on average about 4 or 5 of them were going to sell per month. His average commission was $9,000. You guys figuring it out? So, in other words, for him to earn $500,000 per year, he didn't need a team. Oh, gosh, Tib, that's sacrilege. Nope, didn't need a team. Maybe one or two assistants. He didn't need a bunch of buyer's agents. He sure as hell didn't need to buy a freaking buyer leads. That is insane. He didn't need to worry about branding. He didn't need to worry about marketing. He didn't need to worry about any of the things that were swirling around his head that were causing him to feel burnout. He didn't need to do any of that crap. All you need to do is focus on getting to and then maintaining 15 listings at all times. I have news for all of you. If you focus, which is the topic of today's call, on just that one goal, all the stress that you're feeling, or at least the vast majority of it, will melt away. Just imagine, if your whole business plan was just this, guys, you have to know what your magic number is, first of all. In his marketplace, again, it was 15 at all times because he knew statistically that basically something like 20% of his inventory sells off per month. So if he had 15, it would be roughly the number of closings that he would need given his average commission of $9,000 for him to accomplish his income goals. You guys following me on that? It's a pretty basic formula. There was not any conversations about buyer's agents or about teams or about marketing or about branding or about any of this other stuff that we waste our money on. How do you guys feel right now as I'm going through all this? If you find yourself revolting, if you find yourself not agreeing, if you find yourself being a little offended, I want you to ask yourself why, because I just gave you the simplest path to basically not having to work on the weekends, not having to work in the evenings. So his life is about having a morning schedule, following the schedule, going out and taking a certain number of listings per month. He doesn't need that many listings. Once he gets to 15 listings, it's say 4 sell per month. He only has to replace 4. That's easy for him. It's easy for all of you, too, when you learn how. Well, think about that. That's your whole business. How long does that take? How many hours do you have to put in per day, per week, per month to accomplish that goal? I'm guessing it's not a hell of a lot. So why do you
almost
work 60 to 70
simple.
Hours a week?
That's what they're thinking
you know,
right
I
now.
Think,
it can't be that simple. There has to be more to
but
it.
But it is, though, isn't it? I mean, it is. It is that simple. Just learn how to be a listing agent, guys. Don't look, you guys are right now, you're listening to us as you're driving to some seminar. In this seminar, they're going to tell you need to be Facebooking and tweeting, and you need to buy this website, you need to do this, you need to sign up for that. You need to, and some Yahoo's on hold on your other line right now, trying to sell you buyer leads. Isn't this your life? Well, that was Joe's life, and he was confused. He was feeling overwhelmed. He was feeling burned out. And what I did is I confirmed what he already suspected, that it was mostly bullshit that was moving him further away from what his true goal was. And maybe for some of you guys, it's the same thing. So cut back the Mickey Mouse. Trust your intuition. Use your intellect and realize that a lot of the stuff that you guys are being sold or told that you need to buy is absolutely positively not going to move you towards your goal, right? It's not. Look, guys, just because someone sells a lot of houses doesn't mean they have a lot of net income. And just because someone has a lot of income doesn't necessarily mean they have any money whatsoever. The more, and again, I'm going to restate this point. You do have to choose. You do have to choose. And this is for those of you who are selling lots of houses with lots of, you know, basically your egos are starting to make you feel like you want to be a, you know, rock star. Choose. If you had to choose between famous and being rich, and rich is when your money works for you and you no longer have to work for your money. If you had to focus on choosing one of those paths, which would you choose? You all are saying rich. I know all of you are saying it. 114,000 of you right now are saying rich. And yet, how many agents actually do that? How many agents choose to be famous in their own markets, in their own minds, in their own office? It's an interesting paradox, isn't it? So today's topic is about focus, and hopefully I teed you up, Julie, to really jump right into your notes.
Yep, you got it. So what does focus stand for? F-O-C-U-S stands for follow one course until successful. That's really what we're talking about, and we've had some discussion about simplifying your business recently on previous podcasts, so make sure that you're up to speed on that. This is all related. So often we'll do this in the Essentials program, or we'll do it with our individual one-on-one coaching clients, and here's the exercise. So take out a fresh sheet of paper. You put a dot in the upper left-hand corner and another in the upper right-hand corner. Nothing else on your page right now, just a dot in the upper left, dot in the upper right. Now you're going to take your pen and you're going to start in that upper left, and you're going to draw a squiggly line. You're going to take up most of the page. Make sure you start and stop several times, but eventually, after you've had some scribbling and starting and stopping, maybe poking a hole through your paper because you're pushing so hard, then you're going to end up eventually in the upper right dot. Now, next you're going to label the upper left-hand dot where I am now and the upper right dot where I want to be. The squiggly, jiggity-jaggity line that starts and stops is how most agents operate. Now, turn it over and do the dots again, upper left, upper right. But now you're going to draw a straight line without fits and starts and connect where you are now to where you want to be. It's just a straight line. That's what it looks like when you follow a plan. That's what it looks like when you have some simplicity, when you're implementing, when you're being held accountable. So I wrote down, are you following a plan? Look at the difference between how most agents operate. It's just a mess, like you were describing, right? It's a mess. You start to get a little bit of success, then you're a target, and people start trying to sell you on stuff. And, you know, the thing we talked about on yesterday's podcast, that if you don't buy this, one of your competitors will. You know, you didn't care about that, right, when you got your license. But now that you've had some success, people know that that'll motivate you. So that's why that first page is kind of a disaster, kind of a mess. So the question is, are you following a plan? How jiggity-jaggity is your line? How much starting and stopping is there going on for you? And if you are following a plan, is it proven? Sometimes that's the issue. You know, you can Google for a business plan and get something free online. That doesn't matter, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you. If you're following a plan, is it proven? And then do you have a daily schedule which actually reflects that plan? What are you actually doing about that plan? It's not enough to just have it, right? I mean, how many times have we listened to something, taken notes, and, you know, the desk is full of notes, and we never did anything about it? So what are you implementing? The best way to implement a proven plan is to have a daily schedule which reflects it. What are the things that get in your way from that plan, and what are you doing to overcome those obstacles? So these are the questions that I wrote down, Tim, regarding how to get that focus and how to actually use a plan to make that line straighter. And you notice that the second page we did, the line is also a lot shorter between where you are now and where you want to be versus having kind of a pig pen looking disaster, lack of plan, which many agents succumb to. I was talking to one of our Essentials clients earlier today, and we were discussing the difference between feeling like the business is running you versus you're running the business, and how the treasure map, you know, that we use in the Essentials program helps you figure out what you want from the business and tailor make your income. As you said, most agents, you know, look at Joe, he thought it had to be $500,000. It doesn't have to be that to have a great lifestyle. We coach you to your personal goals, not to some random number that's pulled out of the air. So most agents make what they're going to make, and if they have any goals, they're tailored to whatever they happen to be making. Versus starting with the end in mind, following a plan, where do you want to be, and what's the shortest, straightest path to actually get you there? It's a huge difference. People ask us all the time what makes us different about our coaching. It's because it's personalized. We care about what matters to you. We're not going to say, hey, unless you're doing 300 or 400 deals a year, you're terrible and we're not going to talk to you. That's not good coaching. It's helping you figure out what's important and helping you have a plan so that real estate can fund that life, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, there's a great quote in Ego is the Enemy, Julie, and you and I have certainly noticed this in our own lives. And guys, listen, here's full confession. It's the reason Julie and I don't do hardly any live events anymore. We get invitations to do live events quite frequently, and some of them are offering us a lot of money to do one. We had one that wanted us to fly down to Johannesburg, and like I even went to the point of going to the, you know, Googling how long of a flight that was. No. But, you know, I got to the realization that, and this is the same, this is directly applicable to you guys too. You know, we don't do live events because really, frankly, we don't need to. But the main reason is because they're mostly just about ego. Those events are about, you know, that's what basically the draw is. And we can convey the message that we need. And look, I know that the market, our industry, is coming around to thinking like you guys are thinking because you're regular listeners. The market is realizing, our industry is kind of maturing in a number of different ways, to realize that you guys, the agents, are the heart of the business. The brands are not the heart of the business. Brokers, God bless you. You guys know what I'm about to say. It's true. The agents are the heart of the business. The portals are not the heart of the business. Zillow and Realtor.com and, you know, Trulia, though it's now Zillow. I mean, the idea that those are – no. You guys are the heart of the business. You guys are the reasons that houses sell. Not all these, you know, but nobody else really acknowledges it except we do. And so our coaching and our approach is about trying to put you guys in a position where this business doesn't just chew you up and spit you out. I mean, it breaks my heart. And all, you know, I come from a family. My dad was an entrepreneur. And, you know, Julie and I have always been entrepreneurs or business owners or, you know, that's been our lifestyle for 25 years. So I get it. I totally understand the frustrations. It's, you know, someone once said, being a business owner is basically like having, you have no time off. You guys know what I'm talking about. You can have the most elegant business system and teams, but at the end of the day, your mind is constantly running antivirus software, you know?
True.
It just is the nature of being a business owner. If you expect to be in business, no matter how good your people are, you're going to have to be monitoring the shop. There's no abdication of the throne. You have to basically always basically be doing your job as the owner, the boss, no matter how big or small your business is. But the thing that really kind of gets things really confusing is if you lose focus on what you originally intend to do when you got in this business. Most of you guys, if you go through the real estate treasure map, and I need to tell them how they can get that for free, so don't let me forget. Mm-hmm. When you guys go through your business plan, when you go through, like, you know, the real thought process of really what's important to you, and you just stick to it, and you don't allow your ego to pull you off track. You don't allow your ego to start convincing. And you go, see, it goes back to these events. When you start going to these events and you're around these other people who are mostly just big ego types, the last thing they're going to talk about is net income. Notice that. They don't talk about profit. No one is talking about profit except we are, because at the end of the day, profit is your product. If you guys aren't making a profit, something that you put in your pocket after taxes, after paying your bills to basically build wealth for yourself, then really at the end of the day, why be in business at all? Why not just go get a job someplace? If you're not really getting profit out of your business and it's just passing through, there really is no point of it. So guys, remember, if you Real Estate Treasure Map, we're going to give you that book for free along with Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate along with four other books just by completing the form that's on your mobile device or your iPad. Or if you're on your desktop, just go to joinharris.com. Enter in your name, your email address, and your phone number, and we're going to give you those six free books. They're going to be emailed digitally to you, and then someone from our office is going to call you back, answer any questions you may or may not have about the coaching program. Most of you are just enrolling without having a lot of questions, which is great. And remember, this is a real-life coaching program. You guys get four semi-private coaching calls per month. You get a private coaching call with your coach per month. In addition to that, you get all the content that's part of Real Estate Coaching Essentials. And the program is less than $100 per month. Every single one of you are pre-approved to get into this program. We've arranged with an actual lender that will make it so that every single one of you are approved regardless of your credit. This is kind of a no-brainer for all of you. You know, this will hopefully help you along your path of having some clarity. But, Julie, this whole conversation, this whole topic that you brought up today, follow one course until successful, you know,
right.
If you start with the idea that, for example, you want to have the option of having no longer having to sell real estate or really do anything, you know, in, say, 2 years, 3 years, you're going to, in other words, you're going to run your business in such a way that you're able to pay off your debt, you're able to basically set aside, you know, have some steaks in the freezer, you know, have some financial reserves, all that stuff. If that becomes your driving force and you know you guys can have the option of waking up in 2 or 3 years, if not sooner, depending on your present situation, that you no longer had to sell real estate if you didn't want to. Now, I'm not suggesting you won't want to, but when you sell real estate because you want to versus selling real estate because you have to, it does change the context, doesn't it? So why don't you guys take seriously the idea that that is the reason that most of you got into business, so you wouldn't have to feel the constant financial stresses and the constant, you know, antivirus software isn't so dominant in your lives. You can create that for yourself. Coaching clients use the magic number. It is part of the Real Estate Treasure Map, by the way. So, guys, we give you that book when you complete that form. Go through the process, really drill down on what numbers, you know, what the numbers really are meaning, how they're meaningful to you, and then learn to basically be focused. Don't meander off into all these different ideas. Remember, Julie's, you know, the jagged road, the jagged line? That's when you guys are going to these seminars, you're going on these different Facebook groups, you're getting all these ideas, and you're dropping something that was working or could have worked had you stayed with it longer. You know, Julie, that's, I would say, that's the biggest external threat that these guys face this time of year, because all the people that are in the mode of selling stuff to realtors are in full churn right now, correct?
Yeah, that, why is that? Because they know you guys all had a great spring. They know you're looking at, what am I going to do about fourth quarter? They know that for most agents this time of year, you're making the most amount of money. Why do you think that most of your contracts with these types of companies come up in, around this time of year? It's because they know that you're thinking about this, and that you're thinking about what is the sustainability of my lead generation, and I'm spending all my time keeping all these deals I put together, you know, second quarter into third quarter. They're not stupid. They know this stuff. We went through this as well. Your best hedge against anything happening in your market and against having the cash spurts versus cash flow is to become a great listing agent and become a self-generator of your leads. As you all know, when you have a listing, it throws off lots of business, buyer business, seller business, business in the same neighborhood. That's what you should be concentrating on, and that only comes from follow one course until successful. Follow the courses that we teach you for your own lead generation and for your own lead follow-up and keeping your business super simplified. That's what we teach in our Coaching Essentials program as well as our one-on-one programs. And, you know, we've referred a lot to the Real Estate Treasure Map, Tim, which is something that they get when they sign up or even when they ask about coaching. But we also have the 90-day massive action plan. We've got a survival plan. We don't just have one plan. We work with you to know which is the right plan for you. And you might do better on a 90-day massive action plan and go from massive action to massive action and just take it one quarter at a time. Sometimes that's the best plan. Some of you guys, for whatever reason, need to be on the survival plan. Well, that's based on spending $0 on anything and going to the skills that you probably are already developing but getting you to do more of it more consistently. So, you know,
so Julie,
it's all about following a course of action, and we'll help you get there.
So, guys, I'm going to leave you with what I left Joe with, because when I was sharing the magic number formula with Joe, and he and I were having a, you know, we're having a coaching call, he got really quiet. And, you know, I basically laid it out just like I did for you guys, and I'll summarize it again. But he got really quiet, and I asked him why. And Joe's, you know, he's jovial. Guy likes to talk. God bless him. And I asked him why. He goes, because I've been looking for that clarity for years. I didn't realize that it could be so simplistic and, you know, an elegant way. Those are my words, not his, but you guys get the gist of it. And, yeah, I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the reason that when we tell you guys, some of you know this, most of you have forgotten this, but it's okay. Real estate is probably the best single business you can get into, selling homes to folks, because, you know, you're helping people, but you're also getting paid really well for it. And to be successful in this business, it doesn't take that much skill. If you can stay focused, if you can, you know, there's certain key elements. You guys can read the books and get an idea of what we're talking about. But it really comes down to really maybe five or six things. And you master those five or six things, and you just do it when you don't feel like doing it at the highest level. You know, you do it every day. You don't wait for your mood to hit. You do it around a schedule. Life becomes so much easier. So the picture I painted for Joe, and I'm going to leave this with all of you guys as well, is that you wake up in the morning, and this goes to Julie's notes, at the same time. And we talk about this all the time on the radio because it's true. So pay attention. Wake up in the same morning. Say 6 o'clock, 6:30. Don't be one of these sleeper inner types. And then what happens, every study that's ever been done that's shown basically if you want it, the quickest, easiest ways to hack success is get up earlier in the morning, by the way, just in case you're unclear about that. All right, so you get up in the morning, you do your morning routine, you do your exercising, you have a nice, you know, predictable morning. You're not checking your email, you're not watching the news, you're not looking for, you know, any of the normal external media crap that most people start their days with. You're not listening to morning talk radio, nothing. You're going to stay in this sort of state where you basically are with yourself and your thoughts and you're focused on your, you know, your mental, emotional state, physical state. That's perfect. That's how you want to start every day. And then you start your actual lead generation work first thing in the morning. You start every day at, say, 8:30. You then, you know, basically your goal is, depending on how many listings you have to have, but you should have a minimum number of contacts you're going to make every day. We've talked about this many, many times. Listen to past radio shows at realestatecoachingradio.com. And then, say you do that from, say, 9 o'clock or 8:30, 9 o'clock, maybe you're done at 10:30. That's fine. Take a little break. Then you're going to do lead follow-up. Then you're going to have lunch. Then in the afternoons, depending on what your real estate treasure map and your magic number formula tells you, maybe you're going to be going on a listing appointment, or maybe, guess what, you don't have to work in the afternoon. Once you get to the magic number of listings that you need at all times, Joe's example was 15, once you get there, then all you have to do after that is replace what you sell. So we guessed that basically in his market, he'll have to, once he gets to 15, he'll have an assistant that's going to take care of the sellers, going to answer any questions, process any transactions, do the rest of it. And then at that, once he gets to the 15 for sell, then his life's all about just replacing four listings. He can literally replace four listings in probably working no more than maybe, truthfully, an hour or two a day. So the question I had is, well, why are you spending 60 to 70 hours, you know, a week doing all this other work, considering, you know, what I'm saying to you, you obviously know is to be the truth. And he didn't have an answer for it. Well, it goes back to the original thought. He was allowing these other things to enter into his mind. He was allowing himself to start going down sort of these egotistical paths that do cause massive resistance. It causes massive frustration to the point where Joe was thinking about getting out of the business. So, guys, keep it simple. Keep it elegant. Don't allow yourself to be in your ego to, you know, be romanced by these ridiculous ideas. Go back, listen to this show. Listen to past real estate coaching shows, realestatecoachingradio.com. Clients, just go and read the material that we've provided for you. It's not complicated. It's easy for you to do. It is funny. Some of you guys will get into the material, and you'll all of our stuff is unique. You know, we're all updating. Everything's getting updated right now, coaching clients, just so you know. Every script, everything's getting changed. That's going to start being rolled out in fourth quarter. But here's the thing. You're going to realize that, yes, you can accomplish what you want to accomplish by sticking to a schedule, by doing the same thing every single day. You don't have to give your life over to this business to have the life that you want. Don't believe that. It's not true. So listen, guys, if there's ever anything we can do for you, please feel free to email us directly. My email is tim@timandjulieharris.com, and Julie is @timandjulieharris.com, and we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.